strategic workforce investments is something that's really important for us to be able to align our needs for talent in this state with the work that's being done at our colleges and universities and also our public school systems. And this is all about saying to students, it's not about college or career, it's about college and career, and how do you stack credentials that will allow you to go immediately into the workforce, perhaps be able to earn your way to be able to continue in your road. So I got involved with this, some of you know, a couple years ago, because business leaders were saying, this is all about workforce. If you can't help us meet our workforce needs, we can't expand in the state of Utah, and we need to be able to do that. I asked them to participate in the survey that was done and give us projections over the next 5 to 6 years of what our workforce needs are going to look like in some of our key economic clusters. And I think you can see there's 39,000 new jobs, and these are all the high demand, higher wage jobs in our state, and we've got to figure out how we're going to meet them or these companies can't continue to grow in Utah. So we've got to think about doing it in different ways. Our traditional paths have been kind of, you make a choice between a tech college or a UC institution for a degree, but we can't really afford to do that. So I went back to the medical model, which used to be something where people said, well, I'm either going to be an LPN or I'm going to be an associate degree nurse or baccalaureate degree nurse, and people kind of started up that pathway. And a number of years ago, people said, and people, if they decided they wanted to not be an LPN, but they wanted to go get their BSN, they had to start over. Well, in the medical model, we said, this can't work. We've got to find a way to help students stack those and professionals stack those credentials and see this as a much more iterative process where people are getting credit for the work of becoming an LPN, a certificate program at one of our tech colleges, and they're building on that to an associate degree. They're not starting over. And with that, we were able to create something that looks much more like this, where you're able to get your LPN in 1 year, but you just add one more year on that, you're able to get your associate degree in nursing, and then you can add 2 more years on that without starting over to be able to get your baccalaureate degree. Now, this gives employers a wide range of options in terms of right-sizing the talent needs they have in the state for the individual. It allows our students and graduates a lot more choice, because I'm not making a kind of lifetime career decision that I'm going to be told if I want to change, I have to start over again. And we have to be able to apply that model much more broadly to meet our high workforce needs and demands across all of our economic clusters if we're going to be able to meet the needs in the state. So we passed, fortunately the legislature was willing to support SB 103, which is the Strategic Workforce Investment. What's really important is that for people to be eligible for funding, this has to be a partnership between public schools and tech colleges, between tech colleges and our UC institutions, or between all three. And there has to be a clear road of stackable credentials. It has to be aligned to the workforce need in the region, and industry has to be at the table helping develop the plan. So we know that there are jobs. When UKFB is entrance and exit points, we know that there are jobs for you at the other end. To the credit of the legislature, we've been through two cycles, even though the funding effectively, first funding was actually not available until about March of this year. They've been very rigorous about evaluating these proposals, making sure that they were clearly identified stackable credentials, that they were on and off ramps, that there were partnerships, that it was meeting regional demand. So it had to be very focused with industry at the table, with kind of proven here are the needs in the region and here's how this is going to meet the regional needs. None of this, my area needs some money. If you're going to fund something in the south, you've got to fund something in the north. This was which projects really hit the target in terms of meeting the needs. And pretty interesting, I know you have a hard time seeing this, but just Total funding for this at this point has been $3.23 million. There are 11 projects that have been funded. They are focused on aerospace, information technology, computer science pathways, life science, manufacturing technology, really focused on meeting job needs. And that is a very small amount of money when you think about the billions we spend on education in the state to begin to build the incentives for alignment to meet the workforce needs of our employers. So a very efficient program. And just to give you an example of how these stack, here's this is stacking and the St. George area shows actually individual kind of getting programming courses that allow people to get entry-level jobs, being able to combine that into certificates that would give them a better job, to an associate degree that gets them even a better job with very identified job needs in each area, and then takes them even to senior program level. A similar one in Utah State with Bridgerland and a number of high schools. So we're getting this down to capture these students at high school level. So they can come out of high school with job-ready needs. Some of them, here's another one that is in the electronics area. We know that manufacturing automation control is really important and being able to get technician levels as well as associate degree levels. And up in this case to automation engineers and controls engineers, which our manufacturers continue to tell me are real needs. But our students have the opportunity to get a certificate, go to work, and many times employers will actually help them with tuition costs to be able to continue that associate degree and those baccalaureate degrees. So it's very efficient for them. They're not making lifetime choices, they're making short-term choices that they can stack, never have to start over and continue to build if they decide they want to. And if they don't, they can stay where they are. Here's one in the composites area. That meets some of the aerospace needs for in other areas, particularly in composites, again, with lots of options for moving into associate degree programs or baccalaureate programs. And the next step on this one, reopen this legislation to make it available for statewide credentials. I actually have to give Senator Stevenson credit for this. He said, regional, why can't we do state? And I said, he's right. So we are going to open up that legislation, and if we could create stackable credentials that says it doesn't matter which of our school districts or the participating school districts that would be involved, where you start, what tech college you go to, here are several UC institutions, higher education institutions that you could choose to go to get that associate degree or a baccalaureate degree. We're giving ultimate flexibility to our students and enabling us to meet our workforce needs and demands in the state. So hopefully by this time next year, I'm going to be able to give you results because the funding will have been placed long enough. But we're seeing even stronger proposals coming this year. And I'm looking forward to seeing this program expand and to make sure we're really focused, laser focused on meeting your workforce needs in the state. So thank you.